In my time, we started to learn English at a very late age. I literally began to learn ABC when I was about 12 years old, not like the children today. You know, they pick up English when they were in kindergarten, but in my time, we began to learn English in secondary school. At that time, I think the teaching methodology has been widely criticized because it's mainly grammar translation method, but I really consider it's very efficient. Very effective. Also, in late 1980s and the early 1990s, we had very limited access to English resources. So at that time, we mainly rely on teachers' lecture for learning, right, for English learning. But still, I think most students, like my friends, my classmates, they all improved. I mean, their language proficiency improved very quickly. Okay, so I mean, in such an unfavorite environment.
And this is your most memorable?
Yes, it's kind of boring, but it's really efficient. I think we rely the most on rote memorization, but we don't hate it actually.
And what is your most memorable English reading experience?
Reading experience, as I said, I think we read a lot rather than, you know, had any chance to speak to people. So I think I'm mostly like reading novels. Yeah.
Then do you have any favorite book or do you have any memorable reading experience?
No, not particular experience. I think the teacher always encouraged us to read extensively. So not very particular experience.
Do you read other English books in your free time for entertainment?
I like reading magazines and newspapers because you can get updated news and keep up with the trend. You got to know what is happening around you. So magazines and newspaper. Well, actually, I think after I graduated from school, I seldom read novels.
Okay, why?
It takes too much time. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Then we mostly read magazines.
Yeah, magazines, newspapers. Okay. And I think especially in recent years, I read more online than read the paper magazine, the hard copy of magazine or newspaper.